Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Well, it wasn't perfect, but the Barracuda found their stride as the game continued along. They tack on a couple of goals in the third, and they take down the Tucson Roadrunners by a final score of 4-0. And with the loss, Tucson will not clinch a playoff berth, at least today. They could have had they earned a point on the San Diego Goals. Hetu Makiniemi was perfect in relief on Wednesday, made 30 stops. And he's perfect here this afternoon, makes 27 to pick up his third shutout of the win for Tucson, their first time in which they've been shut out since late November. Nick Nolenberger alongside Drew Remender. The Barracuda in the first period waited until late in the first to score at 18:36. Their first of what would turn out to be a three power play goal afternoon. Penalties a huge factor in this one. Could get the late goal, and although it got a little bit shaky, I think at times, they did more than enough to pick up the win.
Yeah, 100%. I thought their first period was excellent. We saw the big shot differential. Got to give Tucson credit. I thought they came out in the second, Tucson, with more zip away from the puck. They really pressured. They put a lot of pressure on the Cuda in the offensive zone. Hetu Makiniemi was stout, and he played well. And in the third period, in the second, they took advantage of their opportunities, right? I mean, the Cuda had the opportunities in the power play, and they took advantage of them throughout the whole game. And when you're doing that, when you're clicking, that's a smart thing. I think critical moments are part of a win and a loss, right? If you succeed at more critical moments than the other team, you're going to be successful. And certainly, when you look at the way that the Cuda had power play and penalty kill in critical moments, they definitely succeeded more than the Tucson Roadrunners.
So the Barracuda get 27 stops from Makiniemi in the first. They would open up the scoring. Let's recap this one. Daniil Gushnev not scored in his last eight, hadn't scored since late January. Of course, he missed 13 games with an upper body injury, but he found a puck just above the crease that no one else could find. It was kind of a scrambly play. Gushnev found it, and he beat Dylan Wells, who ends up taking the loss. Wells, I thought, was very good today as well. But the Barracuda light the lamp late in the first in a goal that would actually turn out to be the game winner. Off the circle, fanned on it, came to Kessels. Wells makes the save, puck still loose. Where is it? They score! Gushin cleans up the loose change.
There's going to be an extra penalty on Arizona as well, as Kyle Rau was slashed after the puck. The play ended after the goal.
Gushin off the shot. He's got his 15th of the year, and you heard your call, Drew. They took another penalty right after the goal was scored, and that just was really the theme of the game. This is a Tucson team that walks that line, but they crossed it here today in terms of their discipline, and they just couldn't avoid the box. They take nine minors that lead to power plays.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I'd rather have a team where I got to pull back from the edge than push them to it, but they went way over the edge today. They were just undisciplined and weren't very smart about trying to, I don't know what it was. They imposed their will, but they just didn't do it in a smart way. And I really I thought the Cuda were good at going hit for hit and push for push and shove for shove. But over the top, the Tucson Roadrunners cost themselves the game, I think.
Well, hockey is a game of moments. We saw yesterday in the Barracuda game, they had a 1-0 lead, nearly made it 2-0, but Cole Castles could not bury a point-blank shot. Same thing would happen today for the Tucson Roadrunners. Max Zuber, their defenseman, had drifted down to the near post, was fed the puck, uncovered, had a wide-open net, and somehow, some way, it just wouldn't go. Side, Zuber skates into it. He's taken some punishment from Kanishaw, picked up by the Roadrunners, centering
feed, stood up. Here's a chance. McCartney in tight. Rebound. No. Where is the puck? Oh, my goodness. How did that not go?
I don't know. Did McEniemy get a piece of that? That's amazing. Bad scramble around the net. And Tucson comes up with nothing.
I still don't think we know how that puck didn't
end up. Yeah, I want to see the replay of that. We never saw the replay of it.
That was a big moment, though, because Tucson, yep. If they score and then you're tied, who knows what happens after that point. But the Barracuda would add to their lead late in the second period. Cole Castles, we noted that he had a great chance yesterday to extend the lead. Today he gets the job done. He bounces it off of a defending Roadrunner, and it goes through the five-hole of Dylan Wells for Castles, his ninth of the year. Now Gushin with it over the center logo. Gushin works in the attacking end, still holding on to the puck. Slings it far side. He's got Castles. Throw it in front. They score! It's a pinball job with 2:25 remaining in the second period. Barracuda would take their 2-0 lead into the third. The game still far from settled at that point, but the Barracuda would all but put it away at 8:47. Oscar Lindblom's first shot attempt was turned aside. Then he puts it back on net from the goal line. It goes off of a defending Roadrunner and through the five-hole of Dylan Wells as the Barracuda would jump out to a 3-0 lead on Lindblom's goal for the veteran forward, his eighth of the year. Pass the puck, back skating in his own zone, along for Vincent. Vincent for Mukka Badulin with momentum down the wing, sidesteps Smith, works down the flank, slings it on net, rebound, punches wide by Lindblom. Back in front, they score! A persistent play from Lindblom. He finds the back of the net for his eighth of the year, and the Barracuda would seal the win on the power play, their eighth power play of the game. The puck fed to Ethan Cardwell from Jack Thompson, and Cardwell rips it in for his team-leading 19th goal of the year to give the Barracuda 4-0 lead at the time. One game of NHL experience, didn't even play the full game, came in relief. That was back in 2023 against Winnipeg as a member of the Blackhawks. Here's a save pass, one-timer Cardwell. He scores! It's the Barracuda's third power play goal. Cardwell's got his team high 19th, and it's a 4-0 lead. Barracuda take a 4-0 lead, a lead they would not give up. They ultimately win it by a final score of 4-0. Barracuda with a 2-0 lead going into that third, Drew, and maybe their best period of the game.
Yep.
Would come in the third as they outshot this Roadrunner team by a count of 16-7 in the final 20.
Yeah, I thought they really did a good job of not getting caught up in the Roadrunners trying to exact some sort of physical punishment on them. I thought they stayed rather composed in a game where it's easy to get emotional and get hairy and things can get out of control. I thought they did a very good job of just sticking with it and understanding that they needed to win the game.
Well, special teams a huge factor in this game. Barracuda go 3-for-9, but 5-for-5 on the penalty kill. Penalty kill has been a bit of a thorn in their side all season long, and you got to give big kudos to the best penalty killer probably on the ice, and that was Etu Makiniemi, who makes 27 stops en route to his third shutout victory of the year. For the Barracuda, they now turn around and look to close out this homestand with a 3-1 record. They're now 2-1 after today's win. They split the weekend set with Tucson. They are 2-4 against the Roadrunners. Two more games coming up to close out this 8-game set, and that'll come right at the end of the regular season. Final shots, 40-27. Barracuda win it as they take down the Roadrunners by a final score of 4-0. Great bounce back for John McCarthy's team after yesterday's 3-1 loss. Come back and they win 4-0.
Yeah, played with a ton of energy. They were physical. I liked their first period. I think that really set the tone for them. And they had a lot of, you know, like in usually, you know, when you win games, you got to point to a lot of guys. I thought the D, Mukmadulin, Fritsch, Canal, Thompson, Pooley, Knizhoff, I thought they played really well. We'll be keeping our eye on Shakir because he did block a shot in the last 5 minutes and didn't come back on the ice after that, was icing the hand on the bench. So we'll keep our eye on him for the next game on Wednesday night. But overall, really strong performance from the entire team.
Makiniemi picks up the win, his second straight victory. He's back at 500 at 8-8. That was his 7th career blank sheet at the AHL level, his 3rd of the season. Losing goaltender Dylan Wells, his 3-game winning streak comes to an end. He is now 8-5-2 on the year. Barracuda 2-4 against the Roadrunners, and they pick up their 30th win of the year, and it is in shutout fashion. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. Let's quickly go over today's three stars before we do sign off. Fetu Makiniemi, the shutout win. He's the number three star. He was very, very good, but there's lots of guys, I think, that pulled the rope and helped him out. So he's the number three star. The number two star is Shakir Mukhamudulin. Two assists, a plus one rating. We were singing his praises throughout the game. He was outstanding, and it's really encouraging to see this D-Corp kind of come into its own at this point in the year. I think they're playing their best hockey we've seen all year long. Daniil Gushchin, the number one star, had a goal and assist, five shots on net. Good to see him find the back of the net again.
After the injury and being out for a while, he'd been struggling to put the puck in the net, and he had a good game tonight.
You could tell by his celebration that was a relief to find the twine is 42nd point, 41st and 42nd of the year. Barracuda back on the ice again on Wednesday. They will take on the Ontario Reign. Puck drop is scheduled for Wednesday's game at 7 o'clock. We will have pregame coverage beginning at 6:30 on the Sharks Audio Network and at sgbarracuda.com/listen, and, of course, on hltv.com. That will do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in, whether you watched or listened, and we'd like to thank, of course, the great Drew Romenda for joining us as well. Barracuda winners 4-0. Drew, you're heating up.
I am. 2024 has been good with the Barracuda.
Nabby was trying to push you out early in the year, but he's got nothing to say. We're hearing crickets now.
I'm going to text my record to him. Since 2024, since we turned the new year, it's been a good place to come broadcast hockey.
Well, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We look forward to talking to you all on Wednesday. Until Wednesday, for Drew Amend, I'm Nick Nolenberger, saying so long until next time, as we'll sign off from TechCU Arena in San Jose.